very good evening. It's 4 minutes past six. You're listening to Ian Dale Drive here on LBC. This, I warn you now, is going to be a very, very busy hour. We have Charlotte Caldwell joining me in the studio a little bit later. She's the mother of Billy Caldwell, the child who has had up to 100 epileptic fits a day. She looks as if she's going to bring about a change in the law. Some people would say not before time. The Home Office has set up a panel to look into the whole question of legalising medicinal cannabis. So she'll be giving me her view on that. Not many people can say they brought about a change in the law, but she, I think, could certainly be one of them. We're also going to get the latest from the Grenfell Tower inquiry and also the latest on this upskirting row. The government has confirmed that it is going to introduce legislation for a ban. So all that row about Sir Christopher Chope, that may have been a good thing in some ways. I mean, I know it sounds a bit of a perverse thing to say, but I wonder whether the government would have committed to this had all that not happened on Friday, where he shouted object to that private members' bill. Well, before then, I want to talk about a problem that Donald Trump is having in the United States, largely of his own making. Been some terrible pictures that have appeared over the last few days of children being separated from their parents. And you think, well, why would they be separated from their parents? Because the parents have illegally crossed into America on the southern border from Mexico. Now, Donald Trump says, well, of course, if we'd been able to build our wall and the Democrats have stopped us from doing so, these people wouldn't have been allowed to do it. And he's changed the law. So instead of it being a civil offence to do it, it's actually a criminal offence. So people are arrested and then essentially taken to court and put in, I mean, I don't know whether actually they are actually prisons or whether they're temporary reception centres, but they are being separated from their children. So you have 2,000 children, and I've been reading lots of reports on how this has happened, why it's happened, and what happens to the children. They're actually being locked in cages, some of the children. Some of them still have nappies on, and the parents aren't there to change the nappies. Now, you look at the conditions of this and you think, well, is this seriously the United States, the land of the free, where this is happening? Now, people point out that, of course, it's not just under Donald Trump's administration that this has happened. Similar things happened under Barack Obama, yet no one really said anything about it. Well, they're certainly saying something about it now. You have the former director of the CIA tweeting a picture of Auschwitz, saying, well, of course, this isn't the first time that's happened. Now, you might say, well, he's invoking Godwin's law. Sort of, if you mention Hitler, as Ken Livingstone well knows, you can get into a little bit of trouble and ridicule over this. Now, no one is suggesting that these children are being led off to the gas chambers, but they are being separated from their parents forcibly. Now, you would have thought that under any sort of humane immigration system, even if people come into the country illegally, they do need to be treated like human beings, do they not? Or do you think that this is something where, well, if you send a message that this is going to happen, it'll actually deter people from coming over the border in the future? 0345 6060 973 is the number to call. Can it ever be right to separate children from their parents in this way? Well, let's hear from Donald Trump. He was speaking at the White House following criticism for this zero tolerance enforcement policy.
Immigration is the fault and all of the problems that we're having, because we cannot get them to sign legislation. We cannot get them even to the negotiating table. And I say it's very strongly the Democrats' fault. They're obstructing. They're really obstructionist. And they are obstructing. The United States will not be a migrant camp. And it will not be a refugee holding facility. Won't be. You look at what's happening in Europe. You look at what's happening in other places. We can't allow that to happen to the United States. Not on my watch. For the rest of the world, you look at everything that's taking place, pick up your newspapers this morning, and you see. We want safety and we want security for our country. If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children, good for the country, good for the world. It could take place quickly. We could have an immigration bill. We could have child separation. We're stuck with these horrible laws. They're horrible laws. What's happening is so sad. is so sad, and it can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and we'll have safety.
Well, there are all sorts of things that I could say in response to that, but I'm going to let Simon Mark say them instead. He joins us, our US correspondent. Simon, I know Melania Trump has intervened in this. She doesn't normally get involved in politics. What she had to say?
She has said that she's very unhappy to see these pictures of children being detained. She hates to imagine that children are being separated from their parents. Other influential voices within the Republican Party, Ian, are also weighing in. The former First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, married, of course, to former President George W. Bush, has described President Trump's policy as cruel and immoral. And let's be absolutely clear, despite the last 90 seconds of what you heard Donald Trump saying there, about this all being the fault of the Democrats. Factually, this is Donald Trump's policy. It was his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who chose, elected, to interpret immigration laws through criminal statutes rather than civil statutes. And that's the change. You were saying going into this, this was happening under Barack Obama. This was not happening under Barack Obama because then illegal immigrants, when they were prosecuted, were being prosecuted through civil law. Now, the Attorney General of the United States, at Donald Trump's direction, has decided to pursue criminal cases against these illegal immigrants. And that is the point at which parents and children get separated. Make no mistake, Donald Trump could pick the telephone up right now and call Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, and say, stop separating these kids from their parents. Stop putting them in cages along the Texas border with Mexico. Stop building new detention facilities for more of them. He doesn't need any action on the part of Democrats up on Capitol Hill to make this stop. But the reality is he keeps saying that this is the fault of the Democrats in a bid to try and force them to support his desire to build that wall along the US-Mexico with the US border with Mexico. In essence, these children are now hostages to Donald Trump's attempt to get Democratic support for funding to build that wall. And meanwhile, he's got loyal supporters within his own government. Kirstjen Nielsen is the director of Homeland Security. Just 24 hours ago on Twitter, she denied that it was US government policy to separate children from their families. But making a speech here a short while ago in Washington, D.C., she doubled down on it.
We need to be clear. Illegal actions have and must have consequences. No more free passes, no more get out of jail free cards, no more lawlessness.
And if you're wondering how all of this is going down with American voters, there's a new poll that has just been published here by the Quinnipiac organization. By a majority of 66 to 27%, American voters tell pollsters they oppose the policy of separating children and parents when their families when families illegally cross the border. But if you look specifically at Republican voters, they support the policy by a majority of 20%, 55% to 35% in favor of the policy. So Donald Trump is absolutely preaching to his base when he pursues this policy, even though, as I say, it's been slammed by a former Republican First Lady as cruel and immoral, and it is raising fundamental questions for the United States about American values and about what kind of country the United States wants to be.
Barack Obama did do this, in fact. It was in part when they would deport illegal immigrants back to the countries that they came from. And if the children had been born in America, they were entitled to stay. So that there was a separation of families in that sense. And I'm told that it did happen occasionally on the border too, but not to, not to the extent that it's happening now.
And look, let's be clear. Barack Obama was known by Latino activists here as the deporter in chief. He deported record numbers of illegal immigrants during his time in office. So immigration rights advocates here don't hold Barack Obama's position in the White House with any degree of great respect because of his track record on that issue. But when it came to separating families at the border after they crossed into the United States, I mean, he wasn't doing what Donald Trump is doing here, quite literally ripping babies out of the arms of children, in some cases even while they're being breastfed and taking them off into detention. So there is a distinction to be drawn between the two presidents.
No, you're absolutely right on that. And I think that one of the most appalling things here is that I understand that the parents have to phone some sort of hotline to then try and sort of have contact with their children. It's just the most inhumane thing that you can think of, isn't it?
And not only that, siblings who are being detained are not allowed to hug and to touch one another, except during very specific times and with very specific permission. If you look at some of the photographs that were released over the course of the weekend after members of the Trump administration denied that these children were being kept in cages, you can see that the children absolutely are being housed within the boundaries of ring fence, chain link fences that have been put up to contain them. I mean, there is no possible way, much as members of the administration are prevaricating, and, you know, you heard Kirstjen Nielsen there now acknowledging they're doing it after saying over the weekend that they weren't, much as the administration is prevaricating over whether this is official policy, whether this is Donald Trump's fault, whether it's the Democrats' fault, there is no getting away from the fact that this particular issue has now caught fire in terms of the imagination of the public. And I think it's raising those huge questions in a country that was built by immigrants about what kind of values the United States wants to project to the rest of the world. And you heard Donald Trump there saying, we don't want to become like Europe. We don't want to become a vast immigrant camp. I mean, he had a crack at Angela Merkel on Twitter this morning. The people of Germany, he wrote, are turning against their leadership as migration is rocking the already tenuous Berlin coalition. Crime in Germany, he wrote, is way up. Except it isn't. Crime levels are at their lowest since 1992.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.